This is Will's Band of the Week for December 24th, 2023. Hello, and welcome to another edition of Will's Band of the Week. This is Will, along with David from the Brooklyn Bureau.
I'm here.
And Grant, live from Fourth Bedroom Studios.
Hi.
That's pretty exciting. Have we even done a Grant's Underground this whole year?
I don't think so. I think my last podcast was my last end of year list.
Your top 10 for 2022.
Yep.
Yeah. Wow. All right, well, welcome back to the studio.
Almost been a year. My God.
So, I don't think David and Grant have recorded together before, so that's exciting.
No.
It is exciting, but, you know, it puts me in a bad position because I know Grant is going to be out there on the cutting edge, and I'm just going to look like, you know, Mr. Boring Mainstream by comparison.
A stock indie rocker.
Yeah. the usual suspects.
No, I think the listeners can look forward to some pretty cool stuff. So I'm excited. This is going to be good. Let's see. Do we do any you know, it's kind of weird. When we do an end of year podcast, I kind of feel like, well, I don't know if I should do a live report, you know, or do I? But then if I save it for a month from now, then it seems like it's outdated, right? So
That's true. Ordinarily, I would have a bunch of live reports.
Well, then if I did a live report, then it wouldn't be. Let's just do live reports later. We'll sort of do catch up live reports.
Okay. Yeah, we can do top concerts of the year or whatever.
I always think that we should do that. Craig would, you know, is obviously the top choice to do that. But, you know, I don't know. Would you be able to do that, Grant? Like top live shows? Like,
I could maybe do like a top five or something.
I kind of feel like
more than we have. So
I kind of feel like I don't remember enough. You know, I don't keep track of what I saw.
Yeah.
You know, and probably 80% of the best shows I saw were at South by Southwest. So it's like, and we've talked about that endlessly, probably to the annoyance of our listeners, but you know, too bad. Well, yeah. Okay.
Have you gotten any listener top tens?
I think I've gotten two more. Total. Last week I was going to mention one and then I forgot because we were just so busy. And then we got another one. So I'm going to also kind of save some of those for later, I think, and maybe we'll do like a listener compilation or just you know, do some random selections from the listener top 10. So those have been great. So if anybody else has a top 10, send it in. willsband@yahoo.com. Very fun. So anything we should talk about other than just launch into the countdown?
No, I think so. Unless you want a full Yola Tango Hanukkah recap.
Oh, that's right.
You can find it on Instagram.
Just tell us.
And everyone else who was at the concerts that I was at and the ones that I wasn't at. So, you know,
we've got
a full recap of every night.
Is it eight of them?
Yeah.
And how many did you go to?
I went to three.
Three.
Yeah.
And were they consecutive?
No, but I ran into, this was interesting. I've gotten a lot more sociable in my old age, and I chat people up, which as a younger person I would never do, but I'm just standing there in the front, and I just start chatting with people.
Mm-hmm.
And I ran into a group of guys, three guys behind me, who were there from out of town. Guys, you know, in their, I would say, 50s. They were there for every night.
Wow.
Every night. They were staying at a hotel, and they were there for every night. And then I ran into this couple from Toronto who had been dreaming of coming for years, and they were planning to come in 2020, and that didn't happen. And they finally came last year for every night, and they were there this year for every night. I just couldn't believe it. I mean, it's just too much. But anyway,
it can't be that easy to get tickets, is it?
No, and as a matter of fact, they last year they said they had this whole story about how they came for like a few nights, and then they got snowed in. Their flights were canceled. They couldn't go home, and so they just they just picked up, you know, you can scalp, if you're willing to pay, you can scalp tickets.
Mm-hmm.
So they picked up some tickets and they just stayed and, you know, stayed for the whole, for the duration, because they had to.
Yeah.
That was their story anyway.
They got snowed in, so they had no choice.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, that's pretty great. What a fun thing. Now, is that, somebody was saying, I think Jason, and you might have mentioned this before, do they literally play a completely different set every night and not repeat songs?
There's no repeats, no.
8 nights with no repeats.
That's right.
That's pretty cool. They must have a lot of fun, right?
Oh, yeah.
In addition to the audience having fun.
The stamina that's required.
What is the venue again?
It's at the Bowery Ballroom.
Bowery Ballroom, and what's the capacity? Yeah. That's only like 500 people, isn't it?
Yeah, it's about that.
I mean, that's pretty small for indie rock legends. I mean,
it sells out pretty fast. But, you know, if you pay up, you can probably get extra tickets.
Wow. Super cool. All right, let's do it. David cheated, and I thought, all right, you know, if you're going to cheat, you know, I let Nicholas cheat, so I guess David can cheat too, because he's got 11. Because you just refused to restrict it to 10.
I tried very hard to get... I kept dropping people out, dropping them out, and I just couldn't drop anymore.
Did you feel bad when people dropped out?
I do. I feel bad about some of them. I mean, you know, I have some in my honorable mentions, but I mean...
Yeah.
I feel bad that I couldn't find room, for example, for Wednesday in my top 11.
Yeah, it kind of...
I just couldn't find room.
When we talked about Wednesday, and I think you were really high on it, and I thought, that's going to be in David's top 10, for sure. I thought it would be. So, it's a competitive thing. So, all right, David,
you feel like, well, if it's between a band that nobody's ever heard of and a band that everyone's talking about, why throw in the one that everyone's talking about?
That's true.
You know? I mean, you're not doing anybody any service by just piling onto that.
True.
But we haven't done that, have we? Because we haven't duplicated at all.
There's been very little duplication.
A little bit, I think, with Chris.
I have
not duplicated with anyone so far.
I think I had 2 in common with Chris, and was it 1 or 2 with Jason?
It's been no more than 2.
Yeah. All right. What's number 11, David?
Well, so for my, it's really a tie, I guess, for number 10.
All right.
Which is between a band called Golden Apples and Slowpoke.
And I don't know if I have any familiarity with Golden Apples. So tell us about
Slowpoke
that one.
Slowpoke we talked about, I think, to death. So everyone knows about Slowpoke, right? They're like,
they're from here.
Yep.
Golden Apples I ran across because there was a concert actually in my neighborhood. Our friends Ducks Limited were playing, and Golden Apples was the opener. And I had to look them up. I was like, I don't know who this is. It's a band from Philly. And I think they have like, I think if you look them up on Spotify, they have like 500 listeners or something. They're very, very not yet in the, you know, moving up on the charts here. So I'm trying to push them. But as soon as I started listening to them, I was thinking, you know, maybe I should go to this. I ended up not going, you know, flaking out, so to speak. But I started listening to Golden Apples, and it was just a great sound. And here they are in the top 10.
All right, the album is called Banana Sugar Fire, all one word.
Yes, I think it's their second album.
And what are we going to play?
It was the first track, the very first track, which is called Anti-Ant Car. Interesting title.
I'm
misspoke. They don't have 500 listeners. They have 8,000. That's still a pretty small number, but it's better than 500. Sorry.
Maybe they jumped up from 500 to 8,000. They could have jumped up from 500 to 8,000 just in the last week.
With no, I actually had them confused with
toward the indie rock star.
One of my other choices, which does have.
Oh, that's cool. All right. That is sort of a second grade kind of sound, doesn't it?
Yes, and it's Philly.
So I assume that the rest of the album is pretty solid to be able to make your top 10.5.
Very solid. every song.
All right. Awesome. Oh, let's go to Grant's number 10.
Okay. My number 10 is an artist from Germany called LFT. And yeah, this beat out another album for my top 10 at the last minute. I listened to a lot of this guy's full-length albums more than this EP, but I still like this EP. I'm going to play a track called Voodoo Doos.
It's LFT, Grant's number 10, the Hollow Head EP, and the album cover looks like a dental x-ray.
Yep.
That's good. I like that.
Yeah, I like the drum machine and filter sweeps on the synth.
And then it's got that kind of choral thing going on, which is kind of cool.
Yeah. Like
All right.
LFT stands for Love, Fist, Tears.
Yeah.
In case you were wondering. I looked it up.
David's doing late-breaking music journalism. That's great. I love it. All right. We already know what David's second number 10 is.
That's right. Tied for 11 or tied for 10, we have Slowpoke, which you guys talked about it on the podcast. I think everyone was in agreement that Slowpoke was really, really good. But I did not listen to them, but except on the podcast, of course. But my technique for picking most of my top 10 is that I put together this 5-hour playlist of I think it was 25 bands, 25 albums, full albums,
mm-hmm.
and then I just played it on shuffle for a week or two.
Yeah, I did something like that too. Yep.
Whatever rose to the, you know, whenever I said, whenever I would hear something, it, you know, made me stop and look it up to see who the hell it was that I was playing. You know, that was good, and certain people dropped by the wayside, and Slowpoke just kept moving on up. I just kept thinking, wait, this is another great Slowpoke song? I don't think there's a bad song on the record. It's just so consistent. Anyway, so I think Slugs, number 4.
That's it.
Come on, give me summer. I'm singing. Your summer.
Slow Pulp, the album is called Yard, and I'm glad they made somebody's list. I like this album a lot, too. Just didn't have it at the top 10 level, but we should play up the Madison thing, right? So two of the members sort of overlapped in high school with Grant, right?
I think that's right.
Dude, you didn't know those guys, though?
Well, I saw their earlier band, Sleeping in the Stereo.
Right.
When I was in, they played at my middle school.
Yeah. Oh, that's so great.
Yeah.
That's going way back. I like that.
Yep. Back to the earliest days of these guys. So, yeah, pretty cool. I think they might have, some of them moved to Chicago for indie rock stardom, I think. But maybe one or two of them still live in Madison. So yeah, anyway, they've been touring a lot, and I think they, God, aren't they on the bill of some big music festivals? I think they are.
They are. I think they were opening for somebody, but I can't remember.
They're opening for somebody pretty big.
Somebody big, like the National or somebody like that. I don't remember.
Yeah, it's something pretty big. So like they get, yeah, they'll get to play in like arena rock settings.
Yep.
They opened for, I think we talked about this, they opened for Always when Chris and I saw them like a little over a year ago when they did that free show on the UW campus. We both thought Slow Pulp was just kind of not great. And then I think they've really been getting better. And this album is better than their previous stuff. So it's cool. Really glad to see them rising in the indie rock world.
Oh, here it is. They're opening for Death Cab.
Death Cab, that's pretty big.
Close. Pretty close.
Yep. Hang out with Ben Gibbard. That's indie rock stardom right there.
Yeah. Oh, Ben Gibbard was the surprise guest at Yellow Tango, not on a night when I was there.
He interesting.
Showed up on, I was there on night 4 and I think night 5 he showed up and did like 3 songs.
There's probably more people who want to hang out with Yola Tango than can hang out with Yola Tango, right? So it must be like this privilege to get invited.
I don't know. I don't know if they're actually turning anybody away, but that's something that's a secret they'll probably keep to themselves. But they do talk about people that they're trying to get. That there are people that, you know, they're hoping to get before they pass away.
Oh, that's good. That's pretty cool. All right, I think we're at Grant's number 9 now.
Yeah. I don't know. I guess I could have said this earlier, but my disclaimer for my list is that it's biased towards electronic music. And the rankings aren't super specific. They're kind of just like things that I all listen to a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, my number 9 is an artist from New York called Deli Girls. And this has more vocals than a lot of what I listened to this year. And they're kind of like screaming and auto-tune type vocals. But I really like the production on the songs. So I'm going to play a track called Nobody Cares But You. Let's fight.
Deli Girls, the self-titled album.
Yeah. There's a lot of fast songs and walls of sound. It was just a very high-energy album that kind of kept me entertained.
And there's a collaborator on that one called RXM Reality.
Yeah.
They have a bunch of the tracks I noticed are collaborators.
Mm-hmm.
So, cool. Yep. It's high-energy stuff. It's good.
I thought they sounded the name sounded familiar, and I realized the other night there was a concert in Brooklyn, and they were the openers. It was Algiers. I don't know if you ever talked about Algiers. They were the headliners. But
sounds
Girls
familiar.
Were the openers.
Yeah, it sounds sort of familiar.
And I think my friend Ellen Q, who is a photographer and is like at a show every night, she's the mic of photographers. I think she posted some shots, some video. I can't find it right now, but she posted on Instagram, I think.
Huh, cool.
She might not have posted Deli Girls. She might have only posted the stuff from Algiers, but anyway.
Okay. All right, very good. See? Grant, if you were in the hotbed of indie rock stardom, Brooklyn, you'd be like, right there.
Yep.
All right, David, what is number 9?
So number 9, I have a band that we talked about on the podcast.
We did.
And you know what? Every time this band came up on my anonymous playlist, my 5-hour playlist, it wasn't 5 hours. What am I saying? It was a 12-hour playlist. Ended up as 13 hours, actually. Every time they came up, I thought, wow, this really sounds great. Is this the new Slow Dive? And I would look, and it would be this band. And then it would come up again, and I would think, wow, Slow Dive is so great. And I would look, it wasn't Slow Dive. It was this guy. Solo, right? Solo artist. Dream TX. I can't remember what he's from. I think he's from Texas, but he moved somewhere else.
I can't remember. We have to do the music journalism again.
Can't remember, but originally doing some DJing and doing some producing and stuff in Texas, and then he started this solo project called Dream TX. And it's a great record.
It's called Living in Memory of Something Sweet.
Yes. If I do my journalism correctly, I can come up with his actual name. His name is Nick Daz. He's from Dallas. He is an NYU grad who was doing a lot of production work in Texas and decided he needed to do this one-person project.
It's another one.
Shoegaze Extraordinaire.
You've got, at least one obvious one here that I'm looking at on your list that is this, I think of the same way, is like, will they put together a full band to have the full band effect?
Correct.
Or will they just stay a
Correct.
Solo artist? So, all right, what track are we
going
to play?
There's so much going on just for one person.
Yeah, there's a lot. There's a lot going on.
Oh, I know what it is. He moved to New York State. He did not move to New York City. He moved to Woodstock, New York, and worked on this album.
Yep. People have done that.
But he is from Texas, and that, hence the TX.
Okay. Let's play a track.
All right. So the track I picked was track 5, which is called
Live Without.
Yes.
I don't wanna hurt the sun.
Dream TX. David's number 9.
You know, you're right. He does, now that I hear it, he does remind me of that other artist that we will get to toward the top of my list. Solo. They could open for each other.
Yep, I think so. All right, that's very cool. Number 9. Does that mean we're at Grant's number 8?
Yeah.
I think it does mean that. Yep. What do we got, Grant?
Number 8 is an artist called Ron Morelli with his album Heartstopper. He runs a label called Lies Records that I've listened to a lot of stuff from the past few years.
It's from Chicago, isn't it?
It's from, I think he's based in either Brooklyn or Paris.
Oh, okay, okay. There's another one in Chicago that I got it mixed up with. What's that cool, cutting-edge Chicago label?
I'm not sure.
Oh, well, maybe I just got it mixed up.
Chicago Research?
Maybe that's what I'm thinking of, yeah.
Yeah. But anyway, this is sort of like a old-school dance drum machine album. The song I picked is Subway Shootout.
Ron Morelli. That's cool.
Yeah. Some of his older stuff was a little more like noise oriented, but this is more kind of traditional dance music.
And I did, you might have seen, I was doing music journalism, and I discovered that it got a 7.6 on Pitchfork.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. Does that make it more cool or less cool? If, you know, you have one of your things that's kind of pretty much underground.
And, I think slightly more cool.
Yeah, I mean, you'd like it every once in a while for Pitchfork to recognize.
It's not a bad thing.
Yeah, you'd like him to recognize some of this style, you know. And so, yeah, that's cool. And I found Ron Morelli's website. It's got all kinds of stuff on it. It's a treasure trove of Ron Morelli. All right, that was Grant's number 8. What is David's number 8 album of 2023?
Well, I think this is a band you introduced us to, which I had not heard of before, and here they are on the top 10.
I saw it on your list, and I'm like, wait, did I forget about this? This was good.
Yeah. I don't know where you dug them up. They're a band called Hurry, also from Philly, also with a very small listener count so far. But, you know, now that they're on the podcast, who knows? For the second time, actually.
Right.
Just great, jangly, power poppy Philly sound. Current Philly sound. I'm going to call it that, even though there's a lot of bands that sound completely different from Philly right now.
Yeah, there's a lot of noise pop type stuff.
Exactly.
A few years ago. Now there's more jangle.
Drone, shoegaze kind of bands. And yeah. But then there's the second grade type bands, and this is one of the second grade types.
Yeah.
So, track 10. It's called The Punchline.
That's Hurry. The album Don't Look Back is David's number 9 or 8?
No, we must be past 9.
8.
Yes.
See, you're doing the same thing that happened when Anurag had 11. It messes me up looking at the list. All right, number 8. And there's a Wikipedia page for the band Hurry, which reveals this is their 5th album.
Wow.
Their first one was in 2014, so they're sort of indie rock veterans, but gaining steam, right?
I would hope they're gaining some steam. They've certainly been in the game for a while.
Yep.
And the records, I mean, the record shows it. It's just, it's very consistent. I mean, that I could have picked any one of 7 or 8 songs, and I would have been perfectly fine with that.
That's a sign of a good album. A solid, yeah. Consistent album. All right, cool. All right, now we're at Grant's number 7. 7's getting into the real thick of things.
Yeah. My number 7 is a trio from Chicago, and it's 2 of the guys in the band Mutant Beat Dance.
Oh, I remember them. You've talked about them before.
Yeah.
Yep.
And this project is called The Creative Technology Consortium, and it's like the longest album I listened to this year. It's probably like 2 hours long or something, so it's not impressive compared to Anurag, but
the 5-hour album. Yeah.
But yeah, I put in a few hours of listening to this album and I liked it, so I'm gonna play a track called Night Sequence.
Creative Technology Consortium. Panoramic Color Sound is the name of the album. And that's cool. Okay, Grant, this is so great. So we started that track, and I immediately said to myself, that drum machine sounds like a Sequential Circuits drum tracks.
Oh, really?
Because I used to have one. That's a drum machine I had in the 80s. And I'm like, that sounds so much like it. So then I go to the Bandcamp, and some of these bands love to list their gear, right? It's right on there. Sequential Circuits drum tracks.
Yeah, that's so cool.
I feel like I have indie rock cred now.
It's a cool clap sound.
Yeah, that hand clap thing. This sounds like kind of like a Prince hand clap.
Uh-huh.
They had that on that. And it was like, there weren't that many sounds. You know, there was like one bass drum, one snare drum, a couple of toms, and it had that clap thing. But you could also adjust the pitch of them. So you could slow it. If you slowed that clap down, it would totally sound like a Prince. The Prince, like When Doves Cry, and that, and the, it also had the rim shot. If you turned it down, you'd get that that Prince percussion. So he might have used the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
So I just want to establish my own indie rock cred there.
Yeah,
not to steal the thunder from your cool pick. So that was Grant's number 7, the Creative Technology Consortium. very fun. That makes me want to listen to that album. That's cool.
Yeah. That was a great save there.
It's got like a fun 80s types. But not like the glitzy 80s, just like the cool, you know, guts of the 80s in a cool way. So, all right, David, what is the number 7 album of 2023?
The number 7 album is an album by Trevor Powers, who records as Youth Lagoon.
Yep, and I thought this might be on your list because we.
It's a good title.
You spoke so highly of this, and excellent album.
The album is "Heaven Is a Junkyard." Yes, I spoke highly of it because I watched the live stream from the Pitchfork Festival.
Oh yeah, yeah.
And I saw his performance, and I was absolutely knocked out. And actually went to see him in Brooklyn as well, a couple months after that. So. He had a couple albums 10, 12 years ago, and then kind of did some solo work and then kind of dropped out, had some crises, some health crises, I think, and then came back this year with this album. It's so great, and he's incredible live, too. Very, very intense performer live.
Okay, let's play a track.
Any track on this album you could play. I think I picked Mercury, which is number 7. Yeah.
Okay, here we go. Youth Lagoon, Heaven Is a Junkyard, is David's number 7. Yep, that's a... Do we call that a comeback album? It sort of is, right?
I guess so, yeah. Yeah.
It's always good to see artists come back after they've had... You know, he had his early... What it was, the first 2 albums as Youth Lagoon were really highly acclaimed, you know? And then, like you said, I guess he had personal problems or whatever, and he kind of dropped off, and then he started putting out albums just... under his own name, and now he's back as Youth Lagoon. Very cool. And I saw a little bit of that footage from the Pitchfork Festival after you mentioned it, and it was really good. Okay, Grant, number 6.
All right, number 6 was kind of the most late-breaking album on my list. I discovered it less than a month ago, I think, but it came out, I don't know, maybe in spring or something, and it's a band called Freak Heat Waves. And this is one of, like, the only 2 albums on my list with prominent vocals. I picked a track called In a Moment Divine.
wanted to keep that playing. It's really good. Freak Heat Waves. They've been around a while, right? They're indie rock veterans.
Yeah, I think they've been around since like 2015 or around then. And that track also features Cindy Lee, who's sort of an old favorite of mine from 2016.
Which was somebody that was in the band Women.
Yeah, Patrick Flegel from Women.
And so we got to tell Jason about that. We're telling him now.
Yeah.
Yeah. So and I remembered that they were from Canada, and I just looked it up. They're from Victoria, British Columbia. Mm-hmm. So it's a cool place to be from, right?
Yeah.
Freak Heat Waves, the album is Mondo Tempo. That's Grant's number six. So now we are at David's number six. Okay, I'm really intrigued about this. This one's been on a bunch of other lists, and I've never really listened to it. So got to sell me on this one, David.
Well, it's interesting. That was Grant's most dance pop sounding track so far. And I suspect it will be the most dance pop sounding track on his list.
Yeah, so, probably.
This is the most dance pop sounding album on my list, and that is Caroline Polachek. What's it? What's the album called? Desire I Want to Turn Into You?
That's it. Yep.
Yes. I got turned on to this very early in the year, and if it hadn't faced such strong contenders, it could have been number one. That's how much I loved it early in the year, and still do. So I don't know what to tell. I don't know how to sell it to you, except to say that I do know how to sell it to you. You go on YouTube and you watch some live performances of these songs. I think a tour she did not too long ago, and she did some pretty small venues actually in England, maybe before the record actually hit, and just unbelievable live. I mean, I haven't seen her live. I've only seen her on video, but just an unbelievable performer. So that might sell you right there if you catch one of those. But I like pretty much every track on this. So the origin story is, she was in a band called Chairlift back in the day,
mm-hmm.
at least 10 years ago, maybe longer. And since then, she's done I think, like 4 or 5 solo albums. But this is the first one that I've actually been aware of. And so I had to backtrack and listen to the last couple, which are also very good. But this one is outstanding. So I picked my favorite track, which I've probably played more than almost any song this year. And that is Believe.
Edge, but not too far.
Caroline Polachek breaks into the Will's Band top 10 lists as David's number six.
Yeah, that gives you a good idea of what she can do with her voice in those upper registers. It's unbelievable.
Yep, the upper register stuff is true talent. So, cool. Yeah, it's always good to see dynamic live performers, too. So, given that some of the, you know, indie rockers we follow don't really go for that type of thing, you know, thus the... the term shoegaze, right?
Yeah.
Be prepared for the opposite of shoegaze when you watch her. It's a highly theatrical.
She doesn't stare at her shoes.
The only other person who's more physical as a performer that I can think of is FKA Twigs. She performs, you know, with a stripper pole, and she uses it. She climbs it up and down. It's unbelievable. Polachek is very similar in some ways.
Man. All right. Are we in the upper half now? Oh, my goodness. Okay, this is serious stuff. It's upper. It better be good. See, this is where if we had sponsors, we'd have a commercial now, like in a big break, like halftime kind of thing. But nope, we're just going to launch right in with Grant's number five.
Number five is DJ Headwound.
Great name.
Now, has he been on, or they, or whatever, been on a list of yours before? Or this is just very familiar?
Yeah, he was on a list last year.
And I think you've played it in the car a few times, so I'm kind of somewhat familiar with DJ Headwound. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. It's Roland drum machine music, which I appreciate.
It's a genre in into itself, Roland drum machine music. Yep. TR-808.
Not really 808, more like 909.
Okay.
Yeah. Anyway, I picked the title track, Law of Attraction.
That's DJ Headwound. What's the story on DJ Headwound? Like, do you have a bio?
He's from Seattle, and I don't know. He plays at like sort of like underground rave type events. Yeah.
All right.
There's a lot of tracks on this album that seem they're about the track titles seem like they're about like esoteric spirituality and like government cover-ups of things. So yeah, it's very I don't know, kind of like anxious music, but I like it for that reason.
Yeah, it has that anxious kind of feel to it, doesn't it? Yeah, I see there's a title, there's one track called Censorship Industrial Complex.
Yep.
Operation Daniel Boone, that's one.
Yeah, it's a pretty consistent album. There's some really long tracks on it, and I think they stay entertaining.
All right, DJ Headwound. The album is Law of Attraction. David, what's the number five album of 2023?
Well, I know you you knew this one would have to pop up. Right?
I'm very glad you got a spot for this one. Yeah,
It's a favorite of yours. So There Will Be Fireworks is a band from Glasgow. Their last album was 10 years ago, but we knew that they were working on this because they would occasionally post something
the last
few years. So we knew that they hadn't ceased to exist. They had simply been on a very extended hiatus, and they came back with this album, which is called Summer Moon, And it's every bit as great as the last one or the one before, which I think your favorite was the first.
Yep.
My favorite was the second, and here we are with the third, and they're all great.
Yeah, and you're making me feel bad that they didn't make my list. But, you know, it was a tough year.
Yep. Well, there were certain artists that had a lock all year. They never fell out of this list. And this is one of this. As soon as I knew this was on, this was coming out, and I heard it for the first time, I knew it was on there. It was a late release, though. I think it came out like a month ago or something.
Maybe
they got in under the wire.
Yep. All right. What track are we going to play?
Track two.
That's Holding Back the Dark. There Will Be Fireworks. Yeah, Summer Moon.
This super depressed, super emotional Scottish music in the style of The Twilight Sad or Frightened Rabbit.
Yep, that's accurate. Really, really good album. So good to see them be on the, you know, coming back. And, you know, I said this before, why isn't this band really big? They should be much, much bigger than they are. So, people, get out the word. For There Will Absolutely. Be Fireworks.
Absolutely. I realize now that at least three of the bands on my list are people that could be considered coming back, either coming back from, well, just coming back from a long hiatus,
mm-hmm.
coming back from a long not having an album out.
There were some extreme examples of that this year. So yeah, and mostly really cool too. All right, very good. Grant, what is your number four album of 2023?
My number four album is Card Short of a Full Deck by De Bones en Pierre. And I've talked about them on the podcast before.
I remember. Yep.
Yeah, this album had my top played track on Apple Music this year. So you're going to hear my most listened to track of the year right now.
Wow, it's like big pressure.
Yeah. It's called Le Rail du Mail Alpha.
This is all in French. So are they from France or Canadian or
one of them
French
is
Canada?
From Belgium, but they name all the albums have song titles in French and in English.
All right, cool. Here we go. De Bons en Pierre.
De Bon Saint-Pierre. Yeah, I just kind of kept coming back to this EP. I feel like there's a good rhythmic backbone and sort of like atmospheric synths.
Yeah, it was sort of almost orchestral at the beginning. It's like, yeah. Yeah.
And there's some distorted background vocals that I also like. Yeah, I think that's about all I have to say about it.
All right, cool. David, what's your number four album? Man, this is getting super serious now. Number four for 2023.
Chicago band, Rat Boys. I first saw them with Craig and Amanda in a parking lot in Austin earlier this year, and I realized that I totally missed out on this band. I think they're on their fourth or fifth album. So, and each one is really good. They were incredible that day, just doing like three or four songs in a parking lot. And I also caught them at Bowery Ballroom about 6 months later, because this record, which is called The Window, is just a fabulous record. And, you know, I think this was the one where people basically finally realized just how great this band is. And they've arrived. They've definitely arrived on the scene with this.
Maybe this is indie rock stardom, right? They're on a lot of lists. I think this, a lot of people really love this album. And I liked it too. Not enough to be in my top 10, but I really liked it. The Window.
Sorry.
Looks like you picked the title track.
I did pick the title track, but there's so many that one could pick.
All right. Here it is, David's number four album of 2023, Rat Boys. Rat Boys. Yeah, that's a really good one. You know who they would pair well with? Don't you think they'd fit in well with Wednesday?
Absolutely.
You know, there's a little different vibe, but there's like sort of a commonality.
Julia Steiner is the leader here. I think she writes all the songs too, or at least collaborates on all the songs. Pretty amazing. Pretty amazing.
All right.
Did I mention they're a Chicago band? Midwesterners.
Yep. I think you did, but if you didn't, then now you have. So,
it's not
cool.
All about Philly, you know. We got some Midwesterners.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, well, you had Slow Pulp in there. You're doing the Midwest some favors. It's cool. All right. Grant, we're at number three now.
Yeah.
This is a familiar name. I've heard this name before.
Number three is Bo Wanzer, who is in my previous pick.
He's in De Bon Saint-Pierre.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay, I thought I saw that on the Bandcamp page. I'm like, wait a minute, this guy shows up everywhere, at least in Grant lists.
Yeah, and he's from Chicago. Yeah, he makes sort of dark synth music. His album was on a Swedish label called Ideal, and has kind of scary cover art. Yeah, I'm going to play a track called Simple Men.
The album is called A Dead Person's Monologue. It is a scary cover. What is that?
It's some kind of horror monster.
Yeah, it's a horror monster thing.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, what's the track we're playing?
Simple Men, track 6.
It's not as scary as you might think looking at the cover, you know?
Yeah. The tracks go from sort of noise rhythm to more like cold wave synth rhythm.
Yeah, those a little droney, but it had kind of a cool, like, just background kind of vibe to it.
Yeah.
Bo Wanzer, and that's Grant's number 3 album of 2023. I guess that means we're up to David's number 3.
So my number 3 is our good friends from the Bay Area, Reds, Pinks, and Purples. And I cannot believe that I am the first person to put this band on a list this year. I mean, what are people thinking?
The other project, Helpful People, beat it out, in my opinion. Okay, but okay. Yeah, so this is solid stuff.
Donaldson already. That's good.
Yep.
But meanwhile, Reds, Pinks, and Purples have put out not one, not two, but 3 albums in 2023 alone. They just came out with an album called Murder, Oral Sex, and Cigarettes, which I have not listened to. In 2022, they had also 3 albums. I think one was an EP, so maybe that doesn't quite count. Only one in 2021? Oh, well, they've stepped it up. They used to just put out one a year. No, it's 2 or 3.
There's so many albums, I hope I queued up the right one.
Well, it's the one I like. I don't know if it's the right one because, like I say, you know, that was early in the year, and I really love this record. But, you know, they've since, every time I look up, they got something else going on. So I don't know. Maybe the new one is even better. Who knows? But I haven't gotten to it yet. This one came out in very early, and as soon as I started listening to it, I knew that this was definitely on the list. Came out in March, and it's called The Town That Cursed Your Name. And it's basically what I realized after listening to it a few times is it's basically a theme record. It's about being a musician and not being the most successful musician in the world and how to cope with that and sort of the melancholy that's associated with that, which you'll hear on this song. But just a fabulous record.
The Reds, Pinks, and Purples. Good to see another Glenn Donaldson appearance. And you picked a track called Leave It All Behind.
Yep.
Reds, pinks, and purples. Great to see it on there.
The only thing I don't like about them is that they never seem to come to the East Coast of the U.S. They are currently touring, I believe, in the U.K. And as far as I know, they've never played in this area.
Well, they definitely don't come to the Midwest. That's for sure. They've played a lot of
playing in the Bay Area, though.
They played a lot of gigs out there.
Yeah.
So. Yeah, I thought they had set up a tour like for next spring or something in the UK, but who knows? If I didn't keep track of where they've been, but
maybe I'm jumping the gun.
It's really
in any case that's where they're going next. They're not coming here, and they're not going to Madison,
right? But gaining indie rock momentum, right? I think
yes. That's the other thing about them is that when we first started talking about them. I felt like we were the only ones who were talking about them, and now I see them popping up on list after list.
Yeah, so, people are discovering the genius of Glenn Donaldson.
Yeah, they really are.
It's very cool.
And you know who's next on that list? They're going to discover Red Pants.
Yep, that's right. Suddenly Jason will find himself with indie rock stardom just out of nowhere.
Well, he's popping up on a few lists here and there.
Yeah, that's great. Some of the lo-fi cool people,
yeah,
giving them some good press. All right, Grant, this is we've already been saying it's serious, but my goodness, number two for 2023
could have been number one, but it was edged out by number one.
Yep. Right. Yep.
Yeah, number two is an artist I discovered this year. I don't know much about him, but he's called Regal 86. He's from Mexico, and he put out a few albums this year, at least a couple, but this one is sort of the more techno-focused album. Yeah, and this track uses some, like, samples from some sort of, like, pop song that I think is kind of interesting, but it's, very rhythmic-focused music. The track is called Noches Sin Mí. We'll be right back.
Regal 86 from Monterrey, Mexico.
Yeah. I don't know. I guess some of my favorite stuff this year was tracks that kind of just keep building on the same fundamental rhythm. So I guess a lot of like techno genre type tracks. But yeah, there's some interesting, if you keep listening to that song, it cuts into these samples and then goes back into the rhythm in kind of an interesting way. Yeah.
That album is called The Shades, by the way, by Regal 86. Check it out. It's Grant's number two. Now we're up to David's number two, which unfortunately could not beat out number one.
No, but it could have. So this was actually, this artist was my number one when he released his last album, which I think was 2 years ago. So that
sounds right.
And this is the Brooklyn Vegan refers to him as mysterious South Korean shoegaze musician, Paranoil. Mysterious because we just never get any biographical detail on Paranoil at all. Like what is his real name? Where does he live? What is his background, et cetera, et cetera. We just know that he has been putting out a lot of material, both on his own and in collaboration with other artists. And he put out a great album 2 years ago, which got a lot of attention, actually. And this year, surprisingly, for a reclusive bedroom artist, he did his first live concert in January in Seoul. And there's actually a recording of this. Originally, you had to go on YouTube to get the recording, but it's now on Spotify. And the live record consists of a few tracks from the first album from 2021 and a few tracks from this album. And then it concludes with a piece called, it's called Into the Endless Night, and it's a 46-minute piece.
Wow.
Which is quite amazing. Every time you think that it's over, it just goes, keeps on going. So the live album is great, but the new album is called Into the Magic. After the Magic. And what did I pick? Did I pick the first track? No.
The track is called Parade.
Oh, yes, Parade.
That is the mysterious South Korean musician called Paranoil, and that's David's number two. Maybe he'll become gradually less mysterious as he achieves more indie rock stardom.
I don't know. You would think that someone who has produced all these albums in his own room with synths and electronic equipment by himself, that when he came to do a big show would not have a big band, but in fact I think there are like 10 musicians on stage. So
he's like all or nothing,
so he may be preparing for something new. I don't know.
Grant, when at some point you'll do a live performance, and instead of just being you, it'll be like eight people.
Yeah, we'll see.
Think about how hard it would be to put that together. My goodness. Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, that's great. And
that leaves only one.
Wait a minute. Okay. That's the Nicholas Lo-Fi drum roll.
And, it's pretty good.
It's number one. It's number one time, Grant. This is it. It's
okay.
Your last shot until top 10 for 2024.
Yeah.
There we go.
My number one of 2023 is an artist from Los Angeles called One Morning. And he put out two EPs and one split this year. And they're all like... all great tracks, all stuff I'm excited to listen to more. And this particular EP I chose is supposed to be like a disco-inspired project, but it's all about like building synths and drum machines and stuff. So yeah, the track is called Agent of Love.
One Morning, and that's Grant's number one. Is it an album or an EP?
It's basically an EP. It's 3 5-minute songs.
It's here it says it's the Return to Funk single.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, cool. They're like little things building as it kept going.
Yeah, I guess this is particularly inspiring for the way I make my own music, because it uses a lot of short loops that are like 4 or 8 steps long.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's easy to do on a couple of different machines, and yeah, without too much programming, you can do sort of a live jamming type thing to create this kind of music, and like that.
Sort of layer it, yep. Right? Yeah. Mm-hmm. You don't have to use the standard verse, chorus, drum roll.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. All right. That's awesome, Grant. Those are some great selections. Very... very good. And they're interesting mix with David's stuff, too. And that means, David, we're up to number one.
I'm on the hook for number one. Well, you could probably have predicted from what I said about this group that they would also be on my list. And that is Awake But Still in Bed, their first album since 2018.
Which really surprised me because, I don't know, maybe just because you had been talking about them, and I think you saw them in Austin or... Yeah, we talked about this just not long ago on the podcast, right? Like it was a completely different band, right? With the singer.
I think the lead singer is maybe the only consistent person.
Yeah.
But yeah, they toured a lot on that that 2018 album, and then I guess I don't know, things got rough and time stretched out, and you know, it was 2023 before they came back. But boy, this is, the record is called "Chaos Takes the Wheel and I Am a Passenger."
That's a good title.
And, a lot easier to say than their last album title, which was even longer than that. So they are from. They're from California. I don't think they're from the Bay Area. I think they're from, I don't know. I think they're in the Bay Area now. I think they're originally from, like, Fresno or Stockton or somewhere like that. And some call it emo. Some call it screamo, because there is a screaming element at times. But it's very, very intense music. And I think I, what did I pick? I picked the poppiest, lightest track. Which isn't that poppy or light, but it's called Airport.
If you don't know how to fix me by now, will you ever? Cause I can't keep on having the same fight. No, I can't live like this. I finish your sentences and you talk right through me. And you hear both me already.
Screaming there toward the end.
Yeah, I had to get it up to the screaming part. All right, Awake But Still in Bed. And you can search it with no spaces in there at all. Awake But Still
that's
in
right.
Bed. And
that's all right.
Easy
that's
to find.
Cool.
Yep. All right, that's it. We did it. We've completed another Top 10 2023 edition.
Wow.
It's so fun. I just love it. I love
like six lists so far, but you still have more to go.
Yep. We have at least two more, and you might have even a little bonus material after that, so it's fun. Yeah, I love getting everybody's lists. I love recording these and listening to everything, and hope the listeners feel the same way. I bet they do. And with Grant stuff, I think a lot of our listeners really like getting that, like, slightly outside their usual listening habits stuff, you know?
Yeah, I hope so.
It's cool. And a lot of your stuff is sort of influenced by the same stuff. Some of that 80s stuff, so same stuff that we like to listen to, typically.
You know, I have an artist that I've been listening to that didn't crack my top 10, almost cracked the honorable mention, but I think maybe Grant's heard them, I don't know, but I think they would appeal to Grant. Underscores?
I've heard the name, but I haven't really listened to them.
Yeah, I think she's from L.A., but people describe it as hyperpop, whatever that means, but
right.
Yeah, interesting. I think Grant might appreciate them.
Cool. Well, I guess you guys should get your bonus mentions if you have them.
Yeah, I didn't include a lot of guitar music on my list, but I liked the Snooper album, Bar Italia's albums. I liked the screamo band called Jerome's Dream put out an album this year that was good. I think that's most of the guitar stuff I listen to. But yeah, there's an artist from South Korea called Gwaizen, that put out a experimental ambient album that was pretty cool. I think that's about it.
I think you said you were listening to the Anurag 5-hour album a little bit.
Yeah.
Not for 5 hours, though.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's yeah, I thought that was cool. Kelly Malone, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, shout out to Anurag for that great pick. All right, David, do you have honorable mentions?
I had the honorable mentions of people that almost made it on the list. We have Wednesday, of course. We have Pale Hound, of course. That, I think Chris had Pale Hound on his list.
Yep.
Slow Dive, of course. We all love Slow Dive. The MJ Lenderman. MJ Lenderman is a member of Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
The MJ Lenderman live album is really a hoot. Everyone should listen to it. It's sort of a comedy album. It's sort of a country album. It's sort of a rock album. It's really good.
Huh. I haven't heard it, but it sounds very intriguing.
Yes, highly recommended. Also, Vagabond, very good record. Clientele, I think we're mentioned somewhere along the way.
Yep.
Blanchell was mentioned, and that's about it for the also rans, the almost made it.
You know, when we get all of our lists, and probably if you include the listener lists, we're going to be up to almost 100 albums, probably. Mm-hmm. It's pretty damn cool.
That's true.
I love it.
I like doing a 10 best, though, or even 11 best, because when I look at the lists that come out at this time of year, and yeah. A lot of them are 50, my 50 top albums or my 100 top albums, I look at those right. And I think, I cannot go through this. I'm not starting at 50 on this list.
No way. Yeah.
It's just too much. I move up to 20 just to see what the top 20 are.
Yeah.
I don't have the energy for a top 50 albums of 2023.
I think 10's a good number.
Yeah.
And for some people, it's 10 or 20, fewer.
You know, 20's not so bad, but 50 is ridiculous.
Yeah.
And 100.
Right. Top 100. Yeah. 100. All right. I think we should close it out. Give the listeners a break after they've invested all this time. So thanks, everybody, for listening. Again, send us your lists if anybody still has them that hasn't sent them. willsband@yahoo.com. And we'll sign off, and we will talk to everybody again next week with another edition of Will's Band of the Week. Good night.
Good night.
The Will's Band of the Week podcast is brought to you each week from Fourth Bedroom Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, with correspondents from the United States, Canada, England, and Australia. You can subscribe to the podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, or anywhere else podcasts are found. All of our episodes can be found at willsband.net. To contact us, send email to willsband@yahoo.com or find us on Twitter, Facebook, or Instagram. Our theme music was composed by Grant and performed by Grant and Will. Thanks for listening.